From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named the first women for cabinet-level posts. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the country's U.N. ambassador and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education. Haley, the 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants, is serving her second term as governor. Farhan Haq is a U.N. spokesman. He said that he's aware of the selection.
And it's someone with whom officials here are acquainted in terms of being aware of her position on many issues, including laudable comments she made following the horrifying racist shootings in Charleston, South Carolina.
DeVos is chair of the American Federation for Children, a group that has sought to expand the number of charter schools and voucher programs in the U.S. The choices require Senate confirmation. Mr. Trump earlier selected his White House Chief of Staff, National Security Advisor, and Attorney General designate. In a video message released to coincide with the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday, Mr. Trump appealed for unity following a divisive election campaign.
It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve.
He called for a national campaign to rebuild the country and restore the full promise of America for all the people. Violence in Central African Republic over the past 2 days has left at least 16 people dead and displaced thousands more. Clashes erupted in the town this week of Bria, northeast of the capital Bangui, between the militia of the Popular Front for the Renaissance of Central African Republic and the Union for Central African People. Both are breakaway factions of the Seleka Muslim Alliance that orchestrated the country's 2013 coup, ushering in a period of sectarian violence. This is VOA News.